When you speak with authority, it will come to pass. So when you learn how to continuously, how to constantly, and how to deliberately speak to situation this year, situation will change. Whatever you experience this year, whatever you move into this year, learn to speak constantly, learn to speak continuously and deliberately. You will be experiencing a change for good. Why? Because you have learned the principle. And that is why you are hearing this broadcast. And that is why you are hearing this topic. And that is why I'm explaining to you on this first day. Because you must learn to speak positively to your life. Because your word will create your world. Your word will create your world. Your word will create a spiritual garment you will be wearing. Your word will create a spiritual aura over your life. Your word will pull down or build. Your word will create things into existence. Your word is powerful. Nothing comes to existence without the spoken word. So you must learn to speak aggressively to your life this year. Right from this first day, you must begin it. Begin to speak into your life. Talk deliberately, talk constantly, talk continuously, speak to that situation, speak to your life. When you say something continuously, in the next 2-3 months, you will witness a deliberate manifestation of that thing. You can bring things from the realm of the spirit into the realm of the physical by your word, because your word is a spirit. Your word is life. Your word carries creative power. Your word has power to bring into existence what is inside the invisible realm. You must know that. The Bible said in Job chapter 22, verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing. Thou shalt put a thing into motion, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine on your way. Don't forget that. Don't forget what the Bible says. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, the Bible says, life and death are embedded, are enclosed, are in the power of the tongue. And he that love it will eat the fruit of it. If you speak positively to your life this year, it will create a fruit in your life. Your word is a seed. When you speak out, it begins to grow and become a fruit. You must understand what I have discussed with you today. You must know the dynamics of your word. You must know the mystery of your word. And I continue to say this one to you for the next few days, so that when you can take charge of this year by your word, when you can take charge of your situation by your word. The Bible says, let there be light, and there was light. Let us create a man in our own image, and the man was created. So everything came into formation by the creative word of God. So you must learn, as we enter to year 2021, you must learn how to speak to this year. You must learn how to prophesy to this year. Ezekiel, can this dry bone live? Ezekiel said, you are the only one that can say it. And God said, I'm going to teach you a principle. And that principle is a principle of speaking your word out. Prophesy to the dry bones. Ezekiel chapter 37. And he did prophesy. Instantly, there was a manifestation of the power of God. There was a manifestation of the miracle working power of God in the life of the dry bones. And they became a living army. The same thing you must do this year. You must take charge of this year by the power of your word. And you are going to witness a testimony, a greater testimony, more testimony, more lifting and more enlargement, more testimonies on your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, take a bottle of oil now as we go into the process. Take a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, take a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I prophesy into this bottle of oil. As I am prophesying to that oil now, the oil will change and become the oil of power. I prophesy to this oil right now, become the oil of power, become the oil of deliverance, become the oil that break the yoke of darkness in the name of Jesus. So likewise, I speak to the water, carry the power of the Holy Ghost, carry the anointing that break the yoke of darkness. Let the blood of Jesus move into this water. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon this water, come upon this oil in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now we are starting. We are going to start from the mouth. Take the oil and put it into your tongue. Yes, and lick it now. Oh, put it to your mouth very well. Yes. Now your mouth is anointed. Your mouth is filled with power. Now you are going to start to speak now. Now take the oil and anoint your head now. Anoint your head now. Aha. Now lay your hand upon your head and say, my head, you are the symbol of my destiny. You shall not be trampled. My head, you are the symbol of my destiny. You will excel. My head, you are the symbol of my destiny. You will be lifted high. My head, you are the symbol of my destiny. No evil shall befall you. Every evil arrow hiding in my head, get out in the name of Jesus. Any power assigned to hit my head with stone, assigned to hit my head with armor, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. Any coven where my head will be summoned, I command the coven to catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any cauldron assigned to cook my head shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Strange fire shall not burn my head in the name of Jesus Christ. My head, you will not cooperate with enchantment. My head, you will not cooperate with bewitchment. My head, you will not cooperate with divination. My head, you will not cooperate with curses. My head, you will not cooperate with spare. My head, you will not cooperate with charm in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Aha. And speak like this. Say, in the name of Jesus, my body shall not carry evil arrow. In the name of Jesus, my body shall not be an habitation of wicked. In the name of Jesus, stranger of darkness shall not have a way in my life. In the name of Jesus, I shall not die before my time. In the name of Jesus, I shall excel and succeed. My breathing shall be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ, all my situations shall be normal. My temperature shall be normal. My blood sugar level shall be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall not experience high blood pressure. I shall not experience diabetes. I shall not experience arthritis. In the name of Jesus. Now take the oil and anoint your navel. Oh, anoint your belly button now. Put your hand there. Say, I cut myself off from the evil pattern of my father's house. I cut myself off from the evil pattern of my mother's house. Say, the strong God in my family shall not locate my life. Any curse operating in my family, I break you off from my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the weaknesses of my family, I destroy you. All the enemy I have inherited from my father, I command you to get out of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I am free. I am free. I am free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall excel. I shall make it. I shall stand. I shall succeed. My system shall not scatter. My internal organs shall not be rotten. In the name of Jesus Christ, my kidney shall function well. My bladder shall function well. In the name of Jesus Christ, my intestine shall function well. In the name of Jesus Christ, my liver shall function well. Every system of my body shall function well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now take the oil and anoint your hand. Rub it against each other. Rub your hand against each other. Now move your hand closer to your mouth. Say, my hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You shall not be caged in the name of Jesus. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You shall not be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You shall not be chained in the name of Jesus. My hand, you are the instrument of my prosperity. You shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. My hand, you are the instrument of my prosperity. You shall not be cobwebs in the name of Jesus. Satanic cobweb will not cobweb you in the name of Jesus. Web of darkness shall not be upon you. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not become paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall not be polluted in the name of Jesus. Say, my hand, hear the word of the Lord. You shall carry greater testimony. You will experience overflowing blessing. You will count money in billions and euros this year in the name of Jesus Christ. You will count dollars, euros, and all pound sterling this year. You will experience wealth. Oh, you will count billions this year. Billions of naira's and dollars this year. My hands, you will not go down. My hand, you will make it. When I lay my hands on anything, any project, any business, you will succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my hands. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now I prophesy into your life that situation of your life shall change for good. This year shall favor you. This year shall promote you. This year shall excel your destiny. This year shall catapult you to the next level. I prophesy that what you did not receive last year, you will get it this year. Your family shall be blessed this year. Your womb shall be blessed this year. Your business shall be blessed this year. Your labor shall be blessed this year. Your glory shall be blessed this year. Your way shall be blessed this year. Your destiny shall be blessed this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall be candidate of blessing this year. Blessing in abundance. Blessing with kindness. Blessing with favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with you. God will bless you. God will make his name to overshadow you. And glory of God will overshadow your destiny. Shining light of God will come upon your life. You will outshine your enemy. You will outshine your mate. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy will labor in vain over your life this year. The enemy will labor in vain over your life this year. I say the third time, the enemy will labor in vain over your life this year. Yeah, you shall laugh last over your enemy. You shall laugh last over your enemy. You shall laugh last over your enemy. Wherever you are, begin to laugh your enemy to scorn. Because this year is your year of multiple decorations. Ho, ho, ha, 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 thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Great. I see you laughing. I rejoice with you. You shall laugh throughout the year. You will dance throughout the year. You will rejoice throughout the year. Laughing and dancing, celebration is coming upon your life and your household this year. God bless you in Jesus' name. Happy New Year once more. Happy New Year once more. I appreciate all your support, all your care throughout the last year. And I want to tell you that prophetic decree and prophetic rain and shower and prophetic declaration move along this year. We move state by state, day by day. Make sure you are connected to us. It will always drop into your phone between 12 midnight and 2 a.m. You shall be blessed in greater dimension. You shall be blessed in greater form. You shall be blessed in the greater dynamism, and your enemy shall always be put to shame. Don't forget, there is power in your word. Mixture of your word and dynamics of your word. We create your word. We create your destiny. We create your movement. We create testimony for your life. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't bother yourself about what is going on around you. Create your own. Create your own world by your words. Create your own world by your words. It is well with you in Jesus' name. You want to get across to me? Send a text to me or send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.